Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, as your children, we come to you into your presence so that we may lead us into the light that streams out from you, Lord. We come to your light, seeking an inner birth to make us what your children ought to be, Lord. Bless us as we thank you for all your goodness and for the powerful help you have given many among us, Lord. Accept the thanks we offer you and grant that we never forget the good you are doing for us, Lord. Help us to go forward, always forward, until your kingdom is completed, Lord. May it not be in vain that we live in the Lord Jesus and in love to you, the God and the Father of all, Lord. May it not be in vain that we bring you our requests and prayers for your kingdom to come soon, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, come. Come soon to this earth so that all people may acknowledge the true God and may love you. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get into some music. A core value of the world is more and more money, more fame, more friends, more success, more happiness, more possessions, more of anything, because we feel dissatisfied with our lives. We are constantly grabbing for that which it will never fully satisfy in the present or lead us to a lifestyle of continual satisfaction. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, for our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and supremely so toward you. Simplicity is a God-given discipline that prunes the dead branches off the waste that effectually depleted us of energy, time, and provision with which God has blessed us. We make the decision to stop pursuing more. We step in line with the Spirit and place our trust and faith in God rather than our own understanding. You see, at the core of our continual pursuit for more is a lack of faith in God's goodness. If we truly believe God provides all we need, we never step outside His provisions and strive for more. Adam and Eve questioned God's goodness and thereby brought the destructive nature of sin into humanity. They decided for themselves what was enough rather than trusting God to know what was best for them. Our own forbidden fruit takes on all sorts of forms. We work our fingers to the bone for our taste of greater success, all while forgetting who it is we are to work for in the first place. We take God-given financial provisions and waste it on worldly pleasures rather than investing it into that which will actually satisfy us. We take what we receive from God and use it to finance self-indulgence rather than sharing it with those whom God wanted to use to bless from the beginning. And we take the valuable resources of time and waste and on pursuits that were never God's intention to begin with. We desperately need transformation and training in the discipline of simplicity in order to experience joy and peace that transcend the circumstances and position ourselves through faithfulness to receive more of what God longs to give. We must offer our time, energy, and money to God and follow the guidance of the Spirit and Word. And Matthew chapter 6, 21 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So take time in guided prayer, placing all your treasures in your own place that can offer you eternal investment with your Heavenly Father. Meditate on the importance of simplicity and the strength of pursuit of more. Luke chapter 16, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either you will hate one and love the other, or you will devote to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Reflect on areas of your life that are not marked by simplicity. Ask the Spirit to convict you of anything you need to get rid of. It's incredibly important to note the difference between guilt and conviction. Conviction from the Spirit is always done in love and will always bring you inner peace and joy as you follow through in obedience. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22-23, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Commit to ending the pursuit of more by trusting the provisions and goodness, again, of your Heavenly Father. Place your trust in Him alone and ask Him to guide you into a lifestyle of simplicity. Matthew chapter 6, verses 31-33, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And 2 Corinthians verses, chapter 1, verse 12, for our boast is a testimony of our conscience, that we behaved in the world with simplicity and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God and supremely toward you. So God has different plans for each of His children. He intends for some to live in the poverty with absolutely no possessions, while others he wants to bless in abundance, that they may have the privilege of co-laboring with him in blessing others. Scripture is clear that our God gives good and perfect gifts. He loves to bless his children. So simply, we just need to live in continual relationship with the Holy Spirit and allow him to show us what gifts are from him and whether they are for our benefit, our pleasure, or to give away to others. May you find greater depths of peace as you grow in trusting God and following the perfect, abundant leadership of the Holy Spirit. I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. All righty. Let's get into the most important thing here. Okay? And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and not knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose and you need something. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much more worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Well, we're going to take some callers now, me and Tony, okay?
Hi, y'all.
So let's take some callers. Who do we got here on 111?
Hello, how are you?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm doing quite good today. I'm celebrating Joseph P. Biden's victory over Donald Trump, Orange Man. Very happy about that.
Amen.
Amen. It's a day of jubilation in America right now. But I do have a few questions in regard to your message tonight.
Okay.
So you talk about living in not squalor but simplicity. The Lord wants us to live in simplicity. How do you live in simplicity in your daily life? I'm curious.
Well, the way I live in simplicity is I let God, you know, choose what he wants me to do. Okay?
What does God often want you to do? I'm curious because I'm just a fellow Christian and I'm just curious as to what God wants you to do. What are some good things that you do for God?
Well, for one, he's got this show. God tells him to share the word, though people get upset because he does share the word of other pastors. But that's what God tells Ken to do. Spread the word. Share the word. And he does that. He does that sometimes a couple of times a week, sometimes once a week. He's been kind of out of it due to certain reasons, which we're not going to discuss. They're personal, but I think he's going to be back on track now and he's going to be out on doing his shows more often.
I'm so glad about
that. So he fulfills daily his word from God.
Amen.
And I try to do that too. Amen. And I'm just wondering, is Living Simplicity also asking for donations with VCRs and stuff for your library?
Okay, caller. It was nice talking to you.
Yes. Okay, let's take another caller. 111. Okay. 760.
Hey, it's Randy Anderson. What's going on, buddy?
Well, not much, Randy. How you doing?
Good, good, good. I was just listening to your phone call, and I'm so happy that that you're back on the line, or back on the air and taking phone calls. I know for a while there you just weren't taking any.
Yeah.
Sorry, but hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, good, and you?
Good. Just living the dream. Just living the
Must
dream.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Okay. What's the topic of tonight's discussion? I'm sorry. I just kind of called in. Just.
I don't think there was a topic. I don't think there was a topic for tonight's discussion. I guess we're kind of open. As long as it doesn't deal with my past, Ken's past, or let's just go with anything really gross and sexual. I guess.
Gotcha.
We're open
no grossness, no sexual stuff. Okay. Gotcha.
No sexual questions, but just not gross sexual questions.
Well, I have a friend on the line. Well, he might not be on the line. Doug. Doug and I have really developed a really close relationship over these past couple months, and we talk on the phone every once in a while. And you know, he's a good guy. And I wanted to tell the guys in the chat room, leave Doug alone. You know, Doug is a good guy. He's just going through a lot.
Doug is a good guy. I like Doug. Well,
yeah, I like Doug too.
I deal with him, but.
Yeah, he's been, you know, he suffers from alcoholism, of course, and we all have our demons, but...
Everybody's got their demons, amen.
Yeah, and Tony, I see that Tony Gaga's in the chat room, kind of surprised, I see that DC2 just put, he suffocated Banjo anally. I don't know if that's, did you guys hear about this? I don't know if any of this is true.
Okay, well, you know, that would be just ridiculous. I mean, let's be honest. How could a raccoon live in somebody's butt? And we'll just drop the subject.
Well, try not the whole. Well, I don't think it's the whole thing.
We'll drop it there. If you believe a raccoon could crawl into somebody's butt,
no.
Well, then you need to keep that belief.
No. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I think.
Most people with simple intelligence wouldn't believe that.
Yeah, no. And I'm saying that the way it's done, because, you know, I talked to Doug about it, they just put a little bit of the nose and the mouth portion inside the rectum, not the whole thing. That would be crazy.
Okay, bye, Randy. Okay, 111. 111.
Hello, this is Pastor Veal. How are you?
All right, Pastor Veal, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, and I wanted to say hi to Tony Gaga in the chat here. I know Tony's been dealing with some stuff recently, and I wanted to send my thoughts and prayers his direction.
Well, we're sending prayers to Tony Gaga, whatever he may be going through in life. May the Lord guide
Amen.
Him through and get him to his next show. I do enjoy it.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I do have a few things I wanted to say. I thought today's message was actually very good. I thought it really cut to the point of a lot of societal issues in America today. And secondly, I've left Kent Hopper's ministry, and it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I actually thought you were just part of his ministry. I didn't realize you were that involved with it.
Oh, no, I was his co-host and I left, but I do want to offer prayers for Doug as well really quickly here. I think he needs them. Recently, Doug got in a horrible DUI incident, a absolutely horrible DUI incident, and he put many innocent children's lives in stake. You can look this up. It happened. So I just want to offer a quick prayer to him. God, I pray that Doug is delivered from this sin that he committed. I know that there is forgiveness in everything in the Lord, and that you can come inside of him and you can make him a better man someday, even though right now might not be the time. Sometime will be your time. Amen.
Amen.
But
all
anyway,
right.
How's your library going, by the way? I saw you were asking for book donations and stuff, and I'm interested if you're still doing that, because I do have
Nobody
some books lying around.
Nobody asked for donations, books, or recorders, or any other thing. That was for
Are
something
sure
that
was on
years
Facebook?
Ago,
no.
And it hasn't even been involved. There's nothing there anymore. So
there's nothing there anymore? I thought you guys had a library.
There's
or something
no,
going
Ken,
on.
Ken, no, there's no access. There's no access to that page. Nobody's donating to that page. There's nothing going on with that page. There's no VCRs. Does anybody even own VCRs these days? There's no library. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Something Ken attempted in the back. He was going to work with a church here. It didn't work out. It didn't happen. Over and done with.
Okay.
I think lots of us have tried
good.
Charitable
now,
events that don't work. I know I have. So we'll leave it at that. There's no charity
Amen.
Events. There's no,
I believe you.
No, nothing.
I believe you. So,
well, no, you don't
so
have to believe me.
To
I'm telling you.
Yeah, can I donate to ARC Ministries in Uganda? Because I'm curious about that, too. I know that Ken was sort of affiliated with them, but I looked them up, and they're not
yes,
an actual 501c3.
When Ken first came on and started doing ministry work, he got involved with a lot of people who contacted him that he shouldn't have gotten involved with, plain and simple. He's no longer involved with any of these people. There are no GoFundMe pages. There are no places asking for donations. Or any
well,
other.
I'm curious about that, Tony, because all of these GoFundMe donations link to actually Ken's PayPal account, which says
no, they
don't. No, it does not.
It
no,
absolutely
it's
sorry. Does. Do you want me to post in the chat room? I can.
Well, no. If you do, you'll be banned permanently because I'm telling you that it's not Ken's account.
All right, so who runs the account for Ken's PayPal then? That's illegal if they have a PayPal account under his name, and I think you should report that.
I already said that there's nothing being donated to those accounts because the accounts are closed. I think I just said that. Ken got involved with
things right now.
No longer involved with these people.
I just posted it in the chat room. Like, that link works. It's not closed.
That link
does
not work to
right
any
here.
PayPal account.
All right.
Okay. This is not why I came on the show. I thought you callers were going to be amusing. You asked me to come on the show. Tony Farrar, come on. And then all you want to do is talk about Ken's past and all this other bullcrap. This is why I don't bother.
If something is going on here,
it's not that important. It's
Goodbye.
Not that important. Goodbye.
Okay.
See, all this thing, they want me to come on and like Don Cornelius. Don Cornelius is an intelligent man. He can be funny sometimes. But then here we are. Who made Ken lie about Tel Aviv? Ken was trying to impress people back in the day. He's admitted his sin. He admitted what he did. He admitted he lied. He admitted to God he lied and asked God for forgiveness. Now, there's not much more than you can do about that. Y'all can keep on judging, but the more you judge, the less godly you are. Plain and simple. Look in your own closets before you start going at other people's. So, well, you know he's a liar, Don Cornelius. You always say that. So why bother to come here? Why bother come and tell us? There's things we could say about you that we don't say because, oh, they get offended. And it's not nice to say, but we know the truth. Now, talk about lies. Now, I'm going to see if we have any more callers. We're still taking callers. Ken and Tony, call me. Let's talk.
Okay. Let's see who 858 is.
Hi. Why is Tony Furtado taking over the show? Ken, can you put that dog on a leash? why is this bitch talking so much? I mean, constantly, all he does is
jibber-jabber.
Shut up, bitch. I'm talking.
Hey,
when I'm speaking,
him,
I need you to shut your faggot mouth.
You
have AIDS.
Like, and if
sir,
you don't like
AIDS.
It, don't call back.
Sir, you have AIDS, sir.
Okay. Well,
next, or is that it?
No, we got quite a few people here.
Well, let's pop them all on one at a time. Let's see who's who.
Yeah, we got 111.
Hey, kid. Hi, Tony. How's it going tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I found this GoFundMe for Ken's cancer medicine and money.
Okay. Goodbye. Okay,
111. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you? This is Jamie.
You're what?
This is Jamie. I'm listening, and I'm really happy that you're
coming.
You're
going to have to call back,
word.
Caller. You've got a bad connection, and we cannot hear you.
Hear me
again.
Okay. Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing? Hello?
I don't think it's Doug.
That's Doug.
Well, he's not speaking, so let's move on to the next caller. We can always come back.
Okay.
So who do we have next?
Somebody we just cut off.
Who?
858 again.
I don't know names. I don't know. I mean numbers. Well, we've already gone through everybody. See, I don't know why you asked me to come on, chat room. I came on and...
We got 111.
No, nothing I want to discuss.
111.
Hello, good evening. This is my cunt, personal trainer.
Hi, cunt.
I want to give a big shout out to Uncle Tony Gaga. Why don't you call in, Uncle Tony? We'd love to hear from you. With that being said, Doug lives in fear, loves to drink beer, walks like a queer, too drunk to steer, ran over a deer, fired from his career of prostitution under the pier. There's always whiskey near. Well, we tell him not to drink. It's like he doesn't hear. Doug is a drunk sinner. This has been a Douglas Sidney Kosoff update. Thank you.
Very nice.
Very nice, Mike.
Oh, wait. Pastor Ken, one more thing.
What's that?
Okay. Everybody out there, I want to make an announcement. I am willing to pay for the food. We're going to do a GRM Super Bowl party on Ardash. Let's do a big Super Bowl party. I'll pay.
No, Mike. We're not doing no parties. Okay.
Especially since the Cowboys probably will not be involved.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Okay, 111.
Hello, this is Jamie. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're fine, how are you?
I'm good, I'm just listening with my daddy and mommy right now, and we really enjoy the show.
Wow, it's nice to hear that really old people like our show because your mom and dad have to be what? You're probably in your 30s, 40s, so your parents are probably in their 80s somewhere. I like that.
You need to stop that. My mommy and daddy said you guys are fraud and that you have fake GoFundMe's.
I still
and
can't hear you. What? What? Do your parents know you're playing with the phone? They're old, I know, but maybe they're senile.
Have a good day.
Have a 40-year-old son playing on the phone. That's just terrible. Parenting in the United States. Let's discuss it. Caller? Are we done with caller?
No, we got caller. 111.
Oh, that four-year-old was funny.
That wasn't
anyway,
even a...
Hey, Tony.
A 40-year-old with a voice changer.
Nobody
I thought it was
have,
Ash
nobody,
for a minute.
Yeah, there's no way anybody who's over 40 could have a kid that young. I mean, that's physically impossible. Anyway, so I was curious. I was looking to donate to the Ugandan Cancer Library. Do you accept PayPal?
Lord have mercy, Jesus. I can't get a good phone call. You know, Ken, I understand why you don't want to take callers. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. They're not amusing. There's nothing to discuss. I thought, and they tell me, come on and do a Friday show, Tony. I could come on here. What are we going to talk about? The same stuff over and over and oh, no. This is why I don't do it.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I know I tried to convince you, but, yeah, they keep trying to tell me I should, but what am I going to get with these same people saying the same thing?
111.
Tell me something new. Tell me something I haven't heard. Come on, talk to me.
Mary Lou and Sylvia here. Good evening.
Oh, Lord. Hi. Oh, did you hang up on him? You were quicker than I was.
Did somebody step on a little piggy? I heard a piggy.
Yeah, it was probably your date. What's her name?
Gina. Oh, sir. You see here, Mary Lou stepped on you, Tony Fatala.
Goodbye.
Yeah, she's not funny either.
Yes. Okay, 814. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Well, okay, I guess.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Tony.
Are you having a good evening?
What do you think about President Biden?
We knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you can only take the country so far, and he might have won. You know, he might have stood a chance of winning this election. His biggest mistake was telling people not to send in their votes. Had they sent in their votes, he probably would have had a much better calling. So, blame it on his plan team. His followers did what he asked, and I guess it bit him. But I am glad Biden won.
Yeah, that's what I said. What do you think about President Biden?
Do what? Well, you know, honestly, I wasn't too thrilled with either candidate, but it's kind of like, you know, two buses. One bus is going way, 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 places that I don't want to go, and the other one is at least keeping close to my street. So I went with keeping close to my street. So the bus that was going the other direction was looking to take away rights that gay people fought hard for, and they were definitely trying to take them. So I hope Biden does what he said. He said he would make LGBTQ laws within 100 days of getting into office. This was a promise he made. He got our votes this way, and I hope he does what he says.
Oh, I've got a request from a guest. He wants me to call him.
Is this the fake Joe Gibson?
Yes.
No, why call? No. He should have a phone to call in. Sorry.
His phone is not working.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, thank you. Tell him no. He can call in if he wants to call in. No. He calls into other shows. Don't. No.
You mean Pastor Real?
If it was the real, I could see if it was maybe the real Joe Gibson, but this isn't even the real Joe Gibson. It's some troll that wants to come on and say nasty stuff and da-da-da-da. No. I'm already putting up with enough of this.
Bring him on.
Answer who? The dead Spencer, that one?
No. Spencer's not dead. Spencer's never been dead.
If you're Spencer Rice, then you should be able to have a phone that works. Sorry, we're not taking anybody and pretending who you are, and no. Sorry. Can't believe you.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, so what have you been doing lately, Doug?
Working and, you know, fixing up the house, staying away from the alcohol.
That's the way to do it. Keep your busy hands.
Yep.
You know, idle hands are the devil's plaything, honey.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I tell you what,
yeah.
So we're going to do a couple of songs, and
okay.
Then we'll be back to you again. I'm hoping all of you who insisted that I come in and wanted me to come in, guys, I really do enjoy this sometimes, but not when it's silliness. Call me, talk to me, let's discuss politics, let's discuss, I don't know, why you have a rash that I do not want to discuss. GoFundMe funds that do not exist anymore. I do not want to discuss VCRs being donated. I do not want to discuss hump parties on R-Dash. Those are all about all the subjects I don't want to discuss. Anything else? Call Tony. Call Ken. Let's talk. Now, hit the music.
Okay, let's play some music. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a reason why I hold breath. Thank you.
In the line?
Who?
Tony Gaga or Doug? I want to speak to Doug.
You want to speak to Doug? Okay,
yeah,
Doug's right here. Okay, Doug's right here.
Douglas, how are you doing today? Douglas? Are you sure?
Okay, well,
here?
I guess Doug doesn't want to talk to you. Okay, then,
oh,
let's move on. Who else we got, Ken?
Okay, let's see.
Sonic!
We got 720, which I believe is Pauly. Pauly, is that you?
Yeah, what's up, Kim?
Not much there, Pauly. How you doing?
Oh, good, man. Spencer was trying to call in.
Yeah.
Did you catch what I said? Sorry, I'm in a spotty area. Spencer was trying to call in? Or no? I haven't heard that guy
well,
in like a year and a half.
His phone's not working.
Well, did he give you his number? Or?
Yeah, he did. He told me to call him.
You should call him.
Why?
Because of Spencer. He was the first people. Me and Spencer were one of the first people to discover Ken's show. Like, Spencer's a good dude.
I know who he is.
But why not? You guys have the ability to hang up on people. I mean, if the guy says he's Spencer, you know.
Well, if he says he's Spencer, he can call in. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You can get on the show and you can listen to the show and you can call in.
All
that's
right.
Simple.
Well.
Okay.
Ken, you have a good night. And
yeah,
has a profile of you, dude.
Huh?
There's a profile of you on Facebook.
I know. It's a fake profile.
Well, I got a friend request from him, and there's some really gnarly stuff about you and Kent and yeah. Anyway, I'll let you go, dude. If you could put me back on mute, man.
Okay. Come to later, Paulin. God bless you. Okay. All right, let's take 510.
Hello, Ken?
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, it's Tommy Monahan. How you doing?
All right, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm good. Is Tony Gaga on the line?
I don't know. I don't see his number.
He's not even in the chat room.
It should be like a 111.
Yeah, no, there's none.
There's none, huh?
Nope.
All right, well, then you can just put me on mute then.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Well, they're all sad. He couldn't hold on long enough to come on.
Okay, hold on. We got 619.
You're on the air.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Peter?
I'm doing all right. I hope you're doing the same. I'm blessed as always. Something happened yesterday. I don't know if it was my internet, or if I was cut off by yourself on the yesterday's show. I just wanted to get something clarified. Was it a bad connection or did you cut me off?
You weren't even on yesterday.
I wasn't on yesterday. It was the day before yesterday, I think.
I'm sorry. You're correct. Thursday.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it was. I think it was a bad connection.
Okay. I was trying to spread a message to I had asked some people to call in, and they called in and they said, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, we to your message, but you were cut off, and they could still hear the broadcast. So I'm not sure what happened. And
I don't know. It had something to do with Blog Talk, okay? Because you were coming clear in here, okay?
Very well then, Dr. Fishman. I just called in right now. I have not been able to listen to your show. I was in the middle of a late dinner, and I just wanted to say that, I didn't know if I had done something wrong or if you had an issue with me. I just wanted to get that out and aired out. But if that's the case, then God bless us all.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Yeah. Well,
has Doug called your show, Dr. Fishman?
Yeah, he has. As a matter of fact, he's right below you.
called back in.
Okay, I just wanted to go. I'm sorry.
DC2 said he's calling in. Okay, what number are you calling in on?
I'm calling in from a 619. Are you referring
to... Yeah, I know that.
Doug? Okay.
Oh, it would have to be a 111.
Right there. Okay. Yeah, I know you're calling me from 619.
Well, let's move on and take another call. Let's pick up DC2.
Yes, let's take on DC2. Okay.
I'd love to hear from Dr. Cornelius.
Okay. Okay, DC2. There you go. Is that you?
This isn't DC2, but I'm wondering, Kenny served in the military, but it sounds like you have more balls than Kenny, which is stunning. Did he just, was he like a toilet cleaner in the military or something?
No, I wasn't a toilet cleaner in the military.
You weren't a toilet cleaner? Did you ever see action? Or was the only action you saw inside of Pegasus in San Antonio when people were coming in from the back door?
That's so funny. That's so funny. Okay, let's try this one there. Let's try this 111.
Oh!
Hey, DC2, what's up?
Before I start, I just want to see what the bets are in the chat room of the over-under, how long it'll be before you hang up on me. I'm going to put the number at 18 seconds.
Well, let's see how long DC2 can have a decent conversation. I say 16 seconds.
Don't even talk in the whole show. Let me talk for 5 seconds. Just give me a second.
Go ahead.
Kenny?
Yeah.
I have a question, and I know you're going to hang up on me, but it's a legitimate question. I was listening to the show the other night when Dr. Peter Paul called in, and you 100% hung up on him intentionally. So I don't know why you're lying, Kenny. Why? I thought we were in the circle of trust.
I didn't hang up on him.
Kenny.
I'm pleased with that circle of trust.
Kenny.
That's so funny.
Kenny.
Yeah.
You know you hung up on him, Kenny.
Did you hang up on him?
No.
You know, was he talking that freaky shit where he talks about cutting up people and young girls? Was he talking about him? So if you did hang up on him, I'd be like,
no, I
didn't. Dr. Peter Paul, you still on the line, brother?
I'm still on the line, and I'm appalled with what I'm listening to right now. And the fact that my past is my past, and the past is the past, and I've believed that, and I've heard Dr. Fishman say the same thing. And we cannot learn
from
the past.
The past. I
don't want to discuss it on the show. That's why I'm saying maybe if you were discussing your past, maybe that's why he cut you off. But he didn't cut you off, he says. I guess it's a he's the kind of situation.
Done. May I have a word, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. The appropriate thing that should have been done is, excuse me, friend, colleague, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, however you would refer, or hey, caller, whatever, and you could have asked me, can you please stop calling about your past? Or talking about your past, stop preaching, because that is what we preach. That is what people of the cloth do. We first recognize our mistakes. We start by saying, I did this. I am guilty of this. And that is the only way you can communicate and touch people through the Lord. That is the only way. Through my faults. I am not going to sit here and tell people that I am a perfect man. I will not do that. Yes, I put the knife to several teenage girls.
Thank you so much, colleague. But we need to call it a night. As you can hear, we've got about 27 seconds left.
Dr. Fishman.
So I guess Ken will see you again on Sunday. at 5 o'clock?
Oh,
yeah.
Dr. Fisher,
send me a 5.
I'd like,
if you want
to
call
I'd
in,
like to say something.
We have a Sunday church service Sunday. Okay, we have 10 seconds.
Dr. Fishman.
Everybody stay blessed. Remember that you are loved. And
Kenny
underneath the rainbow, everybody can be sane.
Kenny's going to do the Sunday show from the crate, brother.
I do not approve of this message.
Kenny doing the show from the crate on Sunday, brother. Amen.